YNDE was born, as you can see from these recent articles in national periodicals, due to COVID-19 and lockdowns in alternating phases. We are experiencing an economic and social crisis on a global level, in some countries in a more severe form, in others less so, but the result does not change. What is the issue? Companies are forced to keep their businesses closed to the public, to not let employees work, and the continuation of this situation is increasing the number of companies forced to close down permanently. Consequently, by closing the companies, unemployment increases, the families themselves are struggling to make ends meet, there is no money if you lose your job, to meet the deadlines of the various bills, the home loan, or rent, car payments, and any other type of financial commitment inevitably ending up in the so-called list of bad payers. This is not only true for individuals, but also for companies in relation to their suppliers. If the company's rating worsens and it is labeled as non-solvency, even suppliers may no longer provide products and/or services for fear of not being paid. Therefore, private individuals or companies that are denied any possibility of access to credit, is given negative outcome, and this leads to further crisis for all parties involved. And think what a paradox. It also puts the banks in crisis. As we all know, the primary activity of a bank is to lend money, and it derives its profit from the interest it charges. In this particular moment of crisis, what is occurring? On the one hand, job insecurity and economic difficulties mean that people and companies can no longer access new credit, and the failure of banks to provide mortgages and loans does not allow them to have income, indeed, to have a lot of unused liquidity. On the other hand, for all those who already have outstanding loans or mortgages, the difficulty in continuing to honor financial commitments by paying each installment on time means that banks must initiate more and more disputes, and at best, take on more and more property, but also movables, with judicial seizures. This will soon send the entire banking sector into crisis as well, since it is called upon to manage an enormous real estate patrimony that is very costly to maintain and that is difficult to dispose of since no one is able to repurchase or rent anymore because it cannot be financed. This is true at a private level, but also and above all at a corporate level, offices, warehouses, etc. This situation ends up really damaging everyone, no one is excluded.